Saki on 14th of June 2010. Mr. Iwasaki was with a 442nd Regimental Combat Team. Art, tell me about your personal experience. Where you grew up?
Well, I was born in Hillsboro in 1919, and went to school, high school, and I was drafted in the Army in 42, March of 42.
And where did you take basic training?
In Fort McClellan, Alabama. But being Japanese, we were all in a non. We couldn't carry a rifle. Wearing a uniform. When President Roosevelt reviewed the fort, they put us all in a motor pool and guarded us, even though we were in a uniform. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And then?
Well, I was there. We were there for 2 years, and President Roosevelt said that that we can join the National Guard unit from Hawaii, and that's where the 100th Battalion got a start, and again came over to
what battalion?
In 40.
Well, what was the number of the battalion?
100.
100. Mm-hmm. Go on. Okay, so then did you go to Hawaii or?
No, since I took the second basic to go overseas in 44. Went overseas in September of 44 and went to France to my first experience was in September of 40. Or we had to liberate the town of Brères, France, and after liberating the town, we went on in to the community of Befontaine, and that's where the rescue of the Los Texas Battalion it took about 10 days to liberate.
Tell me about that action. Were you involved in that?
Yes, I was. I got shrapnel wound about the fourth day. In fact, on the 27th of October, my birthday, I was hit. And they rescued the lost battalion. Rescued the Texas battalion. I get trying to figure the numbers and the dates, but I'll have to get that for you.
What do you remember about the battle?
Well, it was all. It was all full of trees. You never see the daylight. They did a lot of shelling. They hit the trees and the shrapnel would rain down.
What was the weather like?
Well, it was freezing rain.
Any snow? Was there snow or just rain?
It was rain. It was probably just the verge of snow.
Mm-hmm. Very cold, I imagine.
Yeah.
That's tough. What else?
Well, as far as as far as myself, I was evacuated to the hospital. I was there for 2 weeks. Most of that I have it printed out.
Okay.
I can get you that.
Yes, I'd like to have a copy of that. Please. Where were you hit?
That was my first time, was my shoulder in my back. I was hit three different times.
Oh.
I was hit and then going back to the aid station. I was in a Jeep ambulance. They strapped one GI on a hood and I and another one sitting in the back, and he hit a road mine again and blew us off of the road.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I was the least hurt at that time, and I carried my buddy down into a hole and to help carry the other guy. They gave me a medal for saving his life.
He
do a lot of things that you normally wouldn't think of doing.
Sure. So then, when did you go back into combat after that?
Yeah, I guess I was in a hospital for maybe 10 days. 10 days, 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
One back on the line again. And then the unit regrouped because on the formation there was only, usually in a company that's around 200, there was only eight of us, eight able to get into the formation.
Wow. So what happened then? Where were you sent?
We were defending southern France near the near Monte Carlo. Mm-hmm. The weather was halfway livable there. And then we were there in the month of December, and then we got orders to go to Italy, northern Italy.
Mm-hmm.
That was in April. We had to take the hill. The Germans were entrenched in there for.
Was that Monte Cassino?
Monte Cassino.
Oh my God, that was horrible.
Yeah.
You were involved in that?
Yeah. Well, they were entrenched in there for 6 months. And we had to take that hill. And the only way you could do it is go on the reverse side, go up a steep hill. You climb that in pitch darkness at night. Took us all night to climb that hill. It was a surprise attack. And we were able to catch the Germans in the foxhole then. That's the only way. So it was all going downhill from there on. That was in April, so, and war was over in May. So.
Right. Were the Germans surprised to see Japanese Americans fighting them?
Were they surprised?
Yeah.
Yeah. One of our units opened the gates of the prison camp at Dachau.
Really? No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so the war ended in late April, early May of 45.
Yeah.
And then did you come home immediately, or did you stay in Europe for a while?
Did I what?
Did you come home right away after the war?
Well, we came home by the length of time you were served in whatever decorations you got on by points.
Mm-hmm.
So I came home in October, got discharged in October.
And then you came back home to Hillsborough?
Yes.
When did you start your business?
Well, I was born and raised on that farm. The nursery is still there in Hillsborough.
Where is that?
On Minter Bridge Road.
Uh-huh.
It's southeast of them.
Oh, yeah, okay, sure. That's the family farm.
Family farm, yeah. It's almost 100 years old.
That's great. It'd be a century farm then.
Yeah. Soon. Yeah, my nephew is running it now. My brother was 95 when he passed away last year. See, and I have another brother. It's 93. He still lives on the farm.
That's great.
So, in Japan, you inherit, the oldest inherits the possession. So I was the third in line. So I figured I didn't have a chance, so I went to GI. I went to school, nursery school, under GI Bill of Rights and immigration. And in 19, the last year that you can get a loan, GI loan, 1978. So I bought 12 acres there, and you know, we're tennis for me.
In Sato, and what you, how when you first met him, how you got to know him, what you know about him.
Well, I met him when I was going to school. Being Japanese, there weren't too many Japanese families living in Washington County. And we see them once a year. He went to Beaverton High School. And
mm-hmm. You say you see them once a year? You saw them once a year?
Well, once or twice a year.
Was there a special occasion? Or just you just happened to run into him?
Well, no special occasion. We visited for some Sundays.
Your families?
Yes, because there weren't very many Japanese families living in Washington County back in those days.
Right. So what do you know about the Sato family?
Well, they had about a 25-acre farm, and they still have that farm in their name.
Where is it? Yeah, where is their farm? Somewhere around Beaverton?
Yes, it's north of Beaverton on the Germantown Road.
Okay. And what do you remember about the family?
Well, there was two boys and two girls. Marie, the younger one, passed away, I think, during the war. And the youngest, Roy, he was in M Company in the 442.
M Company?
M Company. Shin was in the E Company. He was the same company as our senator, Dan Enoy. We all went overseas together. Same boat.
So the Sato family were, they were a nursery family?
No, they were farming.
Farming.
Farming vegetables and fruit.
Now you said you went to school with Shin? Or you met him in school?
No, he went to Beaverton. I went
to Hillsboro, okay. So you knew him through his family? You knew him through, your family knew him?
Yeah.
And, okay, so then, when did you meet him again in basic training, or how did you?
Yes, we trained together in basic training before we went overseas.
Excuse me just a sec. And where was that basic training?
At Fort McClellan, Alabama. I took my first basic in 42 and then in 44 again.
Second basic in 44.
Yeah.
Also at Fort McClellan, or where was the second basic?
Where was it?
Yes.
In Fort McClellan.
Okay. And was Shin there also?
Yes.
Did he do anything in basic that you remember? Did you guys hang out together at all?
No. He was my helpmate.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of unusual to have somebody in your own home state.
Yeah. What was he like? How would you describe his personality?
Well, he was bigger than the rest of us, so we had a lot of respect for him.
What else?
He must have been, he must have been close to 200 pounds.
Wow.
Well, he played football.
Yeah, he was also on the boxing squad at Pacific.
Yeah, at Noah.
Yeah, he was a boxer.
Oh, was he?
And what was his personality? How would you describe his personality?
Well, he's very friendly. Kind of respect. He had a lot of respect. He was gentle and in a kind sort of way.
Okay, so he goes through two basic trainings, and then you guys go overseas. Did you have any contact with him overseas when you served in France?
Well, we were the 442 was a one unit, but even in your own company, you very rarely run across each other. It's you're you had different patrols and different jobs to do. You only get together when you come back off the line and regroup.
Did you see him then, when you guys came off the line?
No. I had a brother in the D Company, but I only saw him once in 2 years.
Wow. Now, were you in E Company? You were in E? E?
I Company.
I Company. So, do you know how Shin was killed? Do you know what happened to him?
In that article, no, it wouldn't be in there. I have an article.
I don't think it says here. Doesn't say. Just says he was killed in action November 1st after the RCT had completed the rescue of the lost battalion. Doesn't say what happened to him. Do you have any information on how he was killed?
No. I don't know. They don't bring anything specific, so I couldn't tell you. They don't go into the details. So. You know, one person.
Right. Okay. I understand. Anything else you remember about Tim? Any details?
I have a picture of Shin and Roy together. I don't know, find a photograph.
Could you look for it? I need a photo for this article. Could you see if you can find the photo?
Yeah. It may take me a week.
That's okay. You have my contact information here. Let's see. This is my phone. It's my phone, local phone, and my email.
Okay.
And my name. Sig Unander.
This is it. It was about after going into service. Did you know Hillsborough Argus? I can't think of his name. He was the mayor of Hillsborough one time.
McKinney. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah. Well, he wrote an article in there that all the Japanese families shouldn't return back to Washington County.
Wow.
You know, it's hard. I have an article on that too. It's hard to believe in here serving the country, and after I got out, returned back, he was a president of the American Legion.
That's amazing.
And I went to, came back and joined, and they wouldn't take me in.
Serious?
It's unbelievable. So to this day, I joined the Veterans of Foreign Wars, but American Legion. Because I don't know what he had against the Japanese, but I'll see if I can find that article. I wrote back there, and you know, here we were, serving the country, and he didn't want any of us back here.
The veterans or the families?
Families.
Incredible.